This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Grief-stricken families prayed at a Buddhist temple after at least 24 children were killed in a knife and gun attack in northeastern Thailand. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Chuk Tawon Sila sobs in her father's arms as she thinks of how her little girl died. She didn't close her eyes. Her father confirmed, no, she didn't. She had a slash wound on her head. As she cried, Chuk Sila clung to a photo of her daughter, who stared out at the camera with a smile and big Bambi eyes. In the picture, she held a yellow pen in her small hand. Chukta's husband collapsed after seeing his four-year-old daughter's body. He was taken to hospital. This was a common sight. Some parents and relatives lay on the floor outside a local temple after fainting from the horror of the event. Chuk Sila remembers her daughter, known as Play Fon. At nighttime, she always said, I wanted to sleep with mummy. These are the words I heard every night, but I missed those words last night. I'm Karen Chamas.
A truck explosion caused the partial collapse of a road and rail bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia. This happened early Saturday. This damaged a conduit that is essential for sustaining Russia's military operations in southern Ukraine. Moscow stopped short of assigning blame, but the Speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament immediately accused Ukraine while downplaying the severity of the damage. Kyiv has not officially claimed responsibility for the attack, but Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge. The 19-kilometer bridge across the Kerch Strait is the longest in Europe. It opened in 2018 and provides an essential link to the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine.